Okay, Rabbi Isai, we welcome you to another wonderful Haftarah Shir. Haftarah from Parshas Bechukosai. This Haftarah is in Yirmiyahu, Perek Tezayin, as well as a Perek Yudzayin. Hashem Uzi Mu'uzi. Over there is the Teichocha to Klal Yisrael, which is Me'ein, the Teichocha that's mentioned in Parshas Bechukosai. It has to do with the Teichocha, says the Levush, in Simen Tov Tzadik Gimel. After Yirmiyahu HaNavi gives a nevuah on the Oynish of the Golus, so he gives Klal Yisrael Musar that they were Oizev and they forsook Hashem to be Oyved Avodah Zarah. So he describes the godless of Hashem and Ashriya Beteach Boy, and praiseworthy and lucky is a person that's Beteach in Hashem Leumas Afsois Avodah Zarah, the emptiness and the bankruptcy of Avodah Zarah. The Orur HaBeteach Ba'Adam, and cursed, he says, is the person that is Beteach in another man, and he's not Beteach in the Ribbono Shel Olam. With that, Rabbi Yisrael, we begin the Haftarah, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Yutes. Hashem, Uzi, Uma Uzi, Hashem, my strength. Uma Uzi is my stronghold. Uma Nusi, B'Yom Tzara. And to where I my refuge, where I run on the when I'm in distress, on the day of distress, Eilecha goyim yavou, may afsi arutz, to you nations will come from the ends of the earth. The yomer, they're going to say, ach sheker nochalu avoseinu, it was all sheker that our grandfathers and our ancestors inherited. Hevel, it's empty, it's futility, it's futile. Ve'ein b'moil, and has no purpose. Hayasa lo yodom Elohim, can a man make gods for himself? Vehema lo Elohim, they're not gods. Pasuk Chof Aleph, lochein hinini moidiyam b'pam azois. Therefore, behold, I'm going to inform them at this time. Oidiyam es yodi, I'm going to let them know of my hand, v'eskvirosi, and of my koyach, my strength. V'yodu, and they will know, Shmi Hashem, that my name is Hashem. Perek Yudzayin, Pasuk Aleph. Chatas Yehuda Ksuva Be'eit Barzel. B'tzipoyrin Shomer. The Avera of Yehuda is inscribed with an iron pen, with a hard metal fingernail. Charusha Aluach Libam. It's etched into the luach of their hearts, the tablet of their heart. L'karnois Mizbechaseim. And the corners of your mizbechos, pasuk beis kiskor b'neiem mizbechosam, as they remember their children, so they remember their mizbechos, their mizbechs that they made, and vashreiem ala eitz ranan, and all the asherah trees that they made on the sides of these leafy trees. Al gvoyis hagvoyis agvoyis, and they made it on these lofty hills. Pasuk Gimel, Harori Basada Chelcho. These are Oyvdei Avodah Zarah who are on the mountains of the field. Kol Oitzris Secho Levaz Etein. All their Oitzris, all their wealth, and all their treasures. The Baruch Hashem says, I'm going to make it into Levaz. It's going to become booty. Bamoisecho Bechatos Bechol Gvulecho. Because of your bamas, these are the high places that they made through their averas in all their boundaries. Pasuk Dalit v'shamatato, and you're going to be forced to leave, to withdraw, uvecho minach lasecha, from your what you inherited. Asher nasati lach, which I gave you, vavaticha b'chol gvulecha, and you're gonna be avodim to all your enemies in the land that you didn't know. Ba'aretz asher lo yodaten, a land that you didn't know, ki eish ki dachten ba'api ad oilom tukov, because you ignited a fire of my anger and it's going to burn forever. Pasuk hey, koyamar Hashem, so says Hashem, or agever asher yiftach ba'adam, cursed is a man who's b'teach in a person, v'sam basar zroyoy, and he makes his basar, that means his flesh and his blood, his koyach, his strength. Umin Hashem Yosser Liboy, and he turns his heart away from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Pasuk Vav, Vayikaror Bar Rovo. He's going to be like a tree, a lonely tree in the desert. And he's not going to see ki yavai toiv when good comes. V'shochan charerim b'midbor. And it dwells in these parched lands that are out in the midbar, in the wilderness. Eretz melecha, in a salty, uninhabited land. Pasuk Zayin, Baruch HaGevah Sheyiftach Bashem. Blessed is the person, the man who trusts in Ribbono Shel Olam. V'hoy Hashem Miftachei, then Hashem will be his miftach, his security. Pasuk Ches, V'hoy Ke'etz, he'll be like a tree, Shosol Al Mayim, planted near water. Val Yuval Yishalach Sharoshov, which spreads out its roots along a brook. Veloyire Kiyavi Choim, and he doesn't see when heat comes. Vayu Aleyu Ranon, and its leaves and its Aleyu will be fresh. Uvishnas Batsoyris La Yidog, and he will not worry in a year that of drought. And he's not going to stop producing fruit. A person's heart is the most deceitful of all. And it's fragile. Who can know it? I Hashem, choyker leiv. Ibn Shalom plumbs the person's heart, the depths of his heart. He knows what's doing in a person's heart. Boichin kloyos. He tests his innermost thoughts. V'loseis l'ish k'drochov, and he's going to give to a man according to his ways, k'fri ma'alolov, the fruit of his ma'isim, of his deeds. Pasuk Yud Alef, k'yirei dogor v'lo yolod. Like a dogor. What's meant a dogor? So the Mefarish says over here, k'yirei dogor v'lo yolod. And the Binas and Mekroyos. Lefisha Omer Loseis Lish Kedrochov. Since it says they're going to give a person according to his ways, Omer, he says, Val Tatam ala Rosha Shumatzliach bin Chosim. Don't wonder about this Rosha who's having a tzloch in his Nechosim. Kiteda Ashakemaya Oiv Sheshmoy Koro. Mam Shechachro Vachroim. Just like this Ephraim, this bird, that's name is Koro. And it has afterwards. These afroichim shle yolo, that's what dogger means. But sifzuf akoil, shemitzafsef, this that it chirps. Well, who dover shein meskayim, it doesn't have a kiyim, kishi yigdlu afroichim yavinu shle yoldom. They're going to see that this one didn't give birth to them, viyazvoy's son, they're going to just leave this one. So that's what it means. Koyri dogger. Like in English, it's like a partridge that's summoning together its chicks that it did not bear. Yola, the ones that it didn't give birth to. Oise oisher. So is the person who amasses wealth in an unjust manner. Veloy b'mishpat. It's not right. It's not in a mishpatik way. Bechatzi yom of yazvenu. In the middle of his days, it will leave him. Uvachrisa yi a novel. And at his end, he's going to be considered a novel. Novel, we saw what the Ramban says, and is a novel is a scoundrel, or is a novel b'shus ha-toyru. In the end, he's going to be a novel. What's meant to us in pasuk Yud Aleph? Person who has these revochim that he got in an illegal way. So just like this bird which sits on eggs that was laid by another bird. So when the chicks hatch, the radak says they're going to leave the nest because there's no kesher. Or in any attachment between them and the bird, because it's not the real mother. So to a person who's dishonest, he could prosper, but eventually he's going to lose everything. Pasuk Yud Beis, Kisei Chavoid, like the Kisei Chavoid, Moroi Merishain, that's totally exalted, Mekoyim Mikdashain is the place of our Mikdash, meaning Hashem's Shechina, the Radak speaks out, is very, very much felt on the earth, just like in Shemayim. He knows a person's actions and his thoughts. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Mikve Yisrael Hashem. Hashem, who's the hope of Klal Yisrael, of Yisrael. Kol Yisvecha Yevoishu. All those who turn aside from the Ribbono Shel Olam's teachings, they're going to be ashamed. The ones who forsake Hashem, they'll be ashamed. Kolos vechol, the ones who forsake you, Yavosh, will be ashamed. Vesurai ba'aretz, and may those who turn aside from the one, my Torah, yikasevu, they should be inscribed. Ki ozu makor mayim chayim, they should be inscribed for kvura in the earth. They should be buried in the earth. Why? Ki makor, ki ozu makor mayim chayim, because they forsook Hashem, who is the source of fresh water. Es Hashem, the Ribbono Shel Olam. Pasuk Yud Dalid, Rifaeni Hashem ve'irofe. Heal me, Hashem, and I'll be healed. Hoshieni vivasheya, save me, and I'll be saved. Kisi losi ato, because you, Ribbono Shel Olam, are my praise. That's how the Navi ends off over here in Pasuk Yud Dalid. If you see what the Binyan HaMikrais explains at the end, at this Haftorah. In Pasuk Yud Dalid, the Pasuk said, Rifaeni Hashem ve'irofe, heal me, Hashem, and I'll be healed. Hoshieni Hashem, save me, v'yoshen, I'll be saved, ki silosi yata, because you're my praise. Becho ani misalil umispor, for you, Ribbono Shel Olam, I take praise and glory, loimer sha'ata mashiach, that you're the one who will bring me salvation. With that, Ribbono Shel Olam, we hope to, we put a tefillah to Ribbono Shel Olam, you should taka bring our Yeshua, and taka bring our salvation. With that, Rabbis, we finished the Haftorah from Parshas Bechukosai.